Kaya knelt on a mat in the winter lodge and leaned over the baby named Light on the Water, who lay in her tikas.
Tatmewi, Kaya crooned to her. Are you unhappy this morning?
Light on the Water gazed steadily into Kaya's eyes, but her mouth trembled and turned down as if she was about to cry. Kaya stroked the baby's plump, warm cheek.
Are you wet? Is that what you're telling me?
She asked. She loosened the lacing of the buckskin that wrapped the baby and pulled it away from her feet and legs. The soft cattail fluff that cushioned the baby's bottom was soaked. Kaya pulled it out, dried the baby, and placed fresh fluff underneath her. She squeezed one of the baby's little toes and kissed her forehead. Light on the Water smiled now.
Tots,
Kaya said, as she laced up the covering again. Running alone, Kaya's young aunt put her hand on Kaya's shoulder.
Won't you make the lacing just a little tighter?
She asked.
We're going to ride out to gather wood for the fires, and I want my baby very safe.
Kaya tightened the lacing, then carried the baby out of the lodge. The day was chilly, and Light on the Water's breath was a small cloud at her lips. When Running Alone had mounted her horse, Kaya handed her the baby. Running Alone slipped the carrying strap of the tikas over her saddle horn and gazed down at her smiling daughter.
She likes your gentle touch, she told Kaya.
She's so easy to care for, Kaya said.
Not like my little brothers. Look, they think I can't see them hiding behind that tree.
She pointed at the two sets of dark eyes gleaming through the branches of a pine.
Boys, let's go riding,
she called to the twins, Wingfeather and Sparrow, and they came running, clutching robes of spotted fawn skin around their shoulders. Like all Nimiipuu children, they loved to be on horseback. Kaya helped one twin climb up behind her older sister, Brown Deer. Then Kaya mounted a chestnut mare and lifted up the other twin. As she waited for the other women and children to mount, she glanced up toward the north. The foothills of the distant mountains were already white-robed with snow, but here in Salmon River country, the earth was still brown and bare. Each winter, Kaya's band came to these sheltering hills to make their winter village. They put up their lodges near the banks of the stream and stayed until spring, when it was time to move up to the prairie to dig nourishing roots and bulbs for food. Kaya pulled her elk robe more tightly around her shoulders. Even dressed warmly in fur-lined moccasins, leggings, and her robe, Kaya shivered in the chill of winter. But she remembered the heat of late summer, when enemies from buffalo country made a raid on her people to steal horses. Kaya's horse, Steps High, was stolen with other Nimiipuu horses. And in the raid, Kaya and her sister Speaking Rain were captured as slaves and taken far away to the enemy camp. There they met a Salish boy, Two Hawks, who was also held as a slave. Kaya and Two Hawks had managed to escape and cross the mountains back to her people. But Speaking Rain, who was blind, had insisted that she couldn't keep up, that Kaya must leave her behind. Kaya shivered again. She remembered, too, how cold and hungry she and Two Hawks had been as they made their way over the buffalo trail. Now she and the boy were safe, fed by the meat and warmed by the hides of animals that had given themselves to her people. But Two Hawks had broken his ankle on the trail, and it was slow to heal. Kaya felt as if she had two aches in her chest. One ache was a sharp-edged gratitude that she was with her family again, but the other was a stab of grief that Speaking Rain was still a captive. Kaya had promised that they would be together again, but where was her sister now? If Kaya could find her, how could she save her? And would she ever see her beautiful, beloved horse again? Soon, Kaya was riding single file with the others. After a time, they came to a bowl-shaped canyon where trees grew thickly. The children ran to play, and the women fanned out along the creek to gather wood. A girl named Little Fawn and some boys were climbing aspen saplings and swinging to and fro on them.
Magpie! Fly into the trees with us,
Little Fawn called to Kaya.
Magpie.
Kaya winced. She tried to ignore that awful nickname the children had given her when they were all punished because she hadn't taken care of her little brothers.
Not now, she called back. I'm going to look for more fluff for the baby.